part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Amen. That's where you're at, Adventist World Radio. Thank you so much for joining us as we go to this last installment of our conversation this week, being joined on the line by our elder, Elder Mwachiaba. As we go into this final conversation, we are going to be looking here at being Christ-like where on the outside. Remember yesterday we covered on the inside. So today, as we wrap it up, we are looking at being Christ-like on the outside, and the elder is here to talk to us on how that can be achieved, how that looks like, and how that can be amended if you're not yet there. You see, we are the best people when we are most like Jesus, when we do what is right, follow his ethical and moral example. That's clear. But how can we be like Jesus on the outside, especially if we've never seen how he looked like on the outside? Is it even possible then to say we can be this? And I mean, when you consider it, even the Bible will say God looks at the heart. Are we not maybe making a fuss over nothing by saying be on good like Jesus on the outside? Mdala is here to talk to us. Adetanya, good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you so much.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And good afternoon, listeners. How are you this afternoon, Elder?
No, we are doing quite well, Mdalawami. Trusting that this Friday arrives, so you are finding you in good spirits.
Sure, it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Elder Mwachiaba, we are appreciative of for you being with us this week. And as we are wrapping up, we've got this quandary here to say the outside apparently must be like Jesus, yet God looks at the heart. What is happening here? Are we trying to add commandments to what God is actually looking for?
Sure. When we look at scripture, you have put it right, that God looks at the heart rather than the outside. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What it means is usually what is inside is what I'm going to portray outside.
Okay.
But we find there are people who, for example, they would say, I don't want to go to church because I do not have the special attire that I need to put on, like the clothes that I've been wearing, they are not new, like I need the latest fashion, I need to put on this jewelry and all that. So when we do that, we are more concerned about how are we appearing outside? How are we looking? Are we attractive to others? But then the Bible and God, when we look at the outward appearance, God is interested in our hearts. And yet it is not up to us to like try to look expensive. God is just looking for simplicity. God is looking at our modest. We don't need to be too ahead of fashion or too backward. We just need to be modest. That's the Bible word that is used. Apart from that, also, God is going to accept us as we are, not to worry about how we are appearing outside. Mm-hmm. Of course, that does not mean to say we should just be anyhow. God is looking at modesty and sensibility. Those are the two things that we need to look at when we come to God.
So modesty and sensibility. Take us through then, Mdalawame, what looking like Christ in our health looks like.
Okay. So it is like looking like Christ in our health is about God is a creator. And when God has created, he has given us specific instructions. For example, here is one who has made a car, and this car is supposed to use for fuel. It's supposed to use petrol. You are not supposed to use diesel in that particular vehicle,
okay?
Because that is how it has been made. Mm-hmm. Equally, when God created us, he created us in a certain way, and he has prescribed certain things that we need to do. For example, in our health, for us to maintain proper health.
Mm-hmm.
We need to exercise regularly. Apart from exercising, we need to eat according to how God prescribed. It's not anything that we are to eat. Just because it can be eaten, it's not like it should be eaten. God has prescribed. When we go in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:31 gives us a guide to say, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, whatever we do, we must be mindful of God. Is this what God has prescribed
okay.
that we need to do? So in choosing the foods that are health, we need to honor God in the things that we are doing. We need to eat a healthy, balanced diet, and yet pleasing God. Remember when God created and put man in the Garden of Eden, the mm-hmm. first man, Adam,
mm-hmm.
he gave a prescription. When we go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27, 28, thereabout, God is particular and specific.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us that you eat of every fruit, of course, except for that one that was prohibited, meaning that was our original diet. So we need to go by that.
Okay.
Talking about rest, he himself gave us an example of resting even when he was not tired. We need to take rest daily. We need to, at the end of each day, we need to rest. And eventually, at the end of the 6 days, then when we go on the seventh day, we need to take rest. This seventh day is called the Sabbath. Sure.
Yeah. Here's a challenge, though, Mdalawame, and I don't know how we will balance that. I'm just considering you speaking about how we are supposed to be like Christ on the outside. And I appreciate the ideas such as rest and so forth. Talk to us about the diet that you spoke about earlier on, how with the way we eat, we must reflect Christ and so forth. One challenge that the Pharisees had with Jesus was that he was not eating like what people should eat like. I mean, there's a claim that the Pharisees make against him to say, hey, you're a glutton and a wine bibber, you know. And I saw one joke, a picture, a meme the other day saying, trying to reenact the feeding of the 5,000. Christ gives them bread and fish. We're advocating for plant-based diet here, which includes neither bread nor fish. This joke went on to say, if Christ was to perform that miracle in today's day, not just for Christians, not just for Adventists, even in particular, who are a bit more pedantic about it, but even in the world, you have people who are watching their health and whatnot, and you know, they would ask him, hey, wait a minute, Jesus, before you feed us this fish, has the fish been tested for mercury, you know, and before you give us this bread, is it gluten free, you know? How do we balance this, trying to say we are being Christ-like, yet it seems a bit different to the way Christ lived like when he was on earth?
Thank you so much. So when we look at issues of diet, at the very beginning, right before the flood, we find that it was only the herbs that were prescribed. And then with time after the flood, when the vegetation was destroyed and all that, there was allowed to take meat. And yet it was as a result of the flood that happened. And then there were strict instructions that were given on taking the meat. For example, like it shouldn't have any blood in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then apart from that, in today's time, we are looking at when we eat, we need to honor God. But look at the substances that are added, the chemicals that are added to the food now. Talk about just the mere chicken, for example. I don't know in other places. The
mm-hmm.
normal time that a chicken should take maybe to grow, for example, it should be a year plus. But you find that within 6 weeks, this chicken is ready to be eaten.
Mm.
Why? Because there are some genetically modified foods that are put in these and other chemicals that the medical experts would better tell us. So that, in that way, we are disfiguring, or we are distorting how the body should function. Why? Because we are introducing certain substances that are not supposed to be in this body the way it was created. And in that, we find that we are not honoring God, because we are doing contrary to the original how it should have been.
Okay, quite fascinating, quite fascinating. No, thank you for that, my elder. Maybe then, as we draw towards the close, I think when we talk about being like Christ, it's okay to be like Christ on the inside, the way we think, the way we build our characters, or even on the outside, like you're saying, our dress, our appearance, our modesty, or even our health and the way we treat our bodies. But it also needs to speak to the way we treat others, does it not? How can we be like Christ in that area?
Exactly. So we need to treat others with care. We need to take the interest of others as well as we do our interests. The great commandment says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Of course, the first one is love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And the second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
What this means is that we need to consider others. We need to love them and respect them. You know, when in this world that we are living in, we have not seen God physically. But when you do an act of kindness, you will show that God exists.
Okay.
Just by the way you're living, you are portraying God, that there's somebody who's greater than you, somebody who created, somebody who's giving you instructions on how to live. And so our actions should attract people into the love of God. As they experience the love of God, they have not seen God, but through our actions, perhaps they'll even be drawn closer to God, because they'll say, what kind of behavior is this one doing? What is influencing this person to behave in this manner? So this can only be done when we have the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the kindness will be shown to others. The goodness of the Lord, what he has done to us, we'll realize that it is not only for us. We need to show to others. If God has blessed us financially, we need to be a source of blessing even to others. If we find somebody has done wrong, we need to be gentle in the way we are going to handle them.
Yeah.
They need to see that even when I'm wrong, this person is trying to correct me, but they are doing it out of love. That is how we are supposed to treat others. We should remember that we were created by the same God. We are one. If, despite different races, different colors, different nationalities, different languages we speak, different cultures, we are one before Christ. And as such, we need to act in a manner that shows that we are one, and to be considerate to others as well as ourselves.
I love that. I love that. No, thank you so much, Mdala. Maybe then, as we close our discussion for this week, any take-home points, any closing remarks that you'd want to leave with the listener regarding this idea, this concept of Christian behavior?
Okay. So what we are looking at about Christian behavior, we are saying we are behaving like Christ. What would Christ do in any given situation? Let's put ourselves in the shoes of Christ. If Christ was here, he finds somebody who's sick, what would he do to this person? Christ is here, he finds somebody who's in need, what would he do? What did he do then? Obviously, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he does not change. So what he did then is what he would do now. And since we are Christians, we are saying Christ-like, meaning we need to emulate what Christ did. In whatever situation that we find ourselves, we need to ask ourselves, what would Christ do? And obviously, we need to do that which Christ would do. In summary, Paul says we can only do all these things through Christ who strengthens us. On our own, we cannot do these things. So we need to invite God the Holy Spirit, that he comes and empowers us to do that which God requires of us.
Amen. Amen. Let's do that which God requires of us. Thank you so much, my pastor, my elder. I'm upgrading you. maybe it's a calling. Maybe it's a calling for you to go into ministry. But yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for the conversation, for chatting to us, for being with us and for guiding us as we had this discussion this week. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you so much, sir. Can we just close with a prayer?
Definitely, sir.
Shall we pray? Our God and Master in heaven, what a rare privilege it is that you've allowed your children to tune in and listen to this program. We invite God the Holy Spirit to speak to each one of us who's listening and those that will listen in later times, that when they listen to this program, God the Holy Spirit will speak to them to realize that we cannot live on our own without you. Help us to walk in your ways. Help us to behave the way you would behave. Like Paul saying, we can only do all these things through your Christ who strengthens us. Give us the strength that we may be able to live according to your will. At the end of the day, may you accept us as your children. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much, Elder Moshiaba. May God bless you. Until we chat again next time.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you as well.
Amen. There you have it, my dear friends. Elder Daniel Mishael Moshiaba taking us through this week's take on the fundamental belief, Christianity, as we talk about behavior, right? Christian behavior. It's a whole fundamental belief. It's something that we believe you have a particular way that you ought to behave as a Christian. Your thoughts, your comments, they're invited.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.